504, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon, and despite the fact that every single forecast said, hey, you guys are going to be dry as a bone until Friday, we've now got heavy rain here in Ashland. Okay, well, we'll take it. I am very, very, very grateful for it, and hopefully the grass and the plants and the flowers and the trees and all that other, you know, really cool, nifty outside stuff will appreciate it as well. Did you know that Joe Biden called into Mr. and Mrs. Meek? Because somebody told us that yesterday, right? And I have to confess here, I didn't watch it live. I know I monitor MSNBC. I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. And I just could not bring myself to watch that thing when it happened. I just couldn't do it. And in fairness to me, there was important stuff that I had to do. I had, I was cleaning my toenails. I had to clip my toenail. Well, you got to take care of these things, or else bad things happen. And what else? Pixie and I actually had a very, very long discussion. Style Weekly, which I guess still exists. I had forgotten they were still around, but I guess they still exist. And they're coming out with a real tangible addition in the future, as I understand it. But they're looking for the dog of 804. And I thought, well, obviously Pixie would be the logical choice of everyone who's ever met her. And so we had a discussion about that. And she pointed out I got to go through her people to see if she's available and all that. So I missed, is what I point here, I missed the live interaction between our presidential meat puppet and his two fawning, gushing sycophants, Mr. and Mrs. Mika. However, I did go back and review some of this, and now you have to suffer in the same way I do. Let's hear cut number one, please.
All right, now for something a little different, and from inside the White House, we have a special guest. Joining us now, the 46th President of the United States and presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden, calling in to Morning Joe right now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Mika, I'm more than presumptive. I'm going to be the Democratic nominee.
There you go.
Okay, well, Mr. President, that leads to the letter that we just received a few minutes ago. And yeah. I'm curious, there's a part of it where you talk about the fact that you got 14 million votes, 87% of the vote. It was an open process. You only had three people running against you. You have 3,900 delegates. And then you ask this question, do we now just say the process didn't matter, that the voters didn't have a say? I'm curious, is that an allusion also to Donald Trump and the fact that Democrats, you believe, may now be doing the same thing that Donald Trump tried to do in 2020, and that is overthrow the popular will of Democratic voters?
Hang on a second. I know that card. I need a line. It's Mr. and Mrs. Mika. They just asked me a question. Hang on. Purple. Yeah, purple. What? Yeah, purple. ABC is confused as well. ABC is just not sure what they should do. Well, you know, covering the Biden collapse, cut number two.
President Biden tonight defiant and fighting back, adamant he's in this race for the long haul.
The bottom line here is that we're not going anywhere. I am not going anywhere.
Biden today aggressively rejecting calls to drop out and challenging his Democratic doubters.
I'm getting so frustrated by the elites. Now, I'm not talking about you guys, but about the elites in the party who they know so much more. But if any of these guys don't think I should run against me, go ahead, announce the president. Challenge me at the convention.
But the White House today forced to face questions about whether they're being honest with the American people about the president's health after visitor logs show a neurologist, a Parkinson's expert, visited the White House eight times within an eight-month span, including meeting once with the president's doctor.
Oh, well, shouldn't that be an issue? I mean, again, far be it for me. I'm a mere talk show host. But it just seems to me that that's the, you know, sort of thing that should probably come up in conversation at some point. And Joe Biden's talking about the elites within the Democrat Party. Dude, get a mirror. You are the most elite of the elites in the Democrat Party. You and your guys cooked the freaking Democrat Party books so much, they're not just singed, they're ash. You made sure that Bobby Kennedy, could not run against you in a primary. Why? Well, because you were probably going to lose some of those. So don't tell me about Democrat Party elites. Well, actually, do you want to hear him talk about some of the Democrat Party elites? Cut number six.
Because I've been all over the country. I didn't believe it at all. And then in 2023, the key elections, I went into those races. Not every one of them, but a lot of them. And I said we were going to win. Look, we won those. So, Joe, it wasn't just that it didn't happen. I was predicting beforehand it would not happen. Because I've got a pretty good political instinct and eye. And here's the deal. It's not going to happen here this time around. The American public is not going to move away from me as the average voter. And again, I'm here for two reasons, pal. One, to rebuild the economy for hardworking middle-class people. Give everybody a shot. Just a straight shot. Everybody gets a fair chance. Number one. Number two, remember all this talk about how I don't have the black support? Come on, give me a break. Come with me. Watch. Watch. I'm getting so frustrated by the elites. Now, I'm not talking about you guys, but about the elites in the party who they know so much more. But if any of these guys don't think I should run against me, go ahead, announce the president. Challenge me at the convention.
Well, the time they were going to challenge you was during the primaries, but once again, you and your fellow elites within your party, sir, made it impossible for them to do that. You're the cheater here. Donald Trump won't accept the results. You didn't even let there be results. You were so terrified. And now you're doing everything possible to knock Bobby Kennedy off of ballots that he's qualified for as an independent or as the nominee of some other party. Joe Biden is a coward. And he's a bully. You know, that's the other thing. Do you ever have to interact with a bully? Bullies are awful human beings. I'm thinking of somebody in particular right now who just a bully to his very, very core. And it is ugly and it's nasty. Now you take the bully you have to deal with, whether it's today or it was a bully at a different workplace or a bully, I don't know, in school. Multiply that by about 1,000, and now you've got Joe Biden, because Joe Biden is not just a bully on his own. Joe Biden employs every single lever of the Democrat Party, plus every single lever of the federal government, to bully other people on his behalf. And behind the scenes, Dr. Jill Biden. Her Majesty does not want to leave the White House. She loves that situation. She loves throwing these big state dinners. And she'll be damned if anybody is going to kick her decrepit husband out of the Oval Office, which then means that her idiot son winds up as a federal prisoner. That ain't going to happen. So she's got to do whatever she's got to do. And make no mistake, she is doing it. Yeah. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is our Chronic Care of Richmond text line. It's how you reach out to me when you would like to reach out of me. Reach out for me. Don't reach out of me, but reach out for me. There you go. Okay. Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Jane in Short Pump says, yay, it's raining. Yep. That's exactly how I feel. Let me see. 804. Jeff, I went to a certified auto repair today for a state inspection and oil change. They gave me a discount because of my Marine Corps license plate. I didn't ask for it, but I appreciate them so much. Talk about integrity. Yeah. Well, they are the only people that I let work on my car. That's it. Simple as that. 804 says, Jeff, Mika and Joe put the sicko in sycophants. Yes, they do. Mr. and Mrs. Mika do exactly that. Jeff, Mike in Bottoms Bridge says, tell that White House propagandist, KJP, to take a very long walk on a very, very short pier. Her statement regarding Biden's cognitive test that the medical doc feels is not necessary? The hell with that! Sorry. Nope. That's ridiculous. All American people should be demanding a cognitive test for Joe Biden. Another 804. Jeff, is you said you were thinking of a bully. Is that bully Bob Good? No. So now I'm thinking of two bullies specifically. Mm-hmm. 804. Jeff, you said that President Biden was a bully. You are so wrong. Donald Trump is the bully. And as well as a wannabe dictator. I don't see that. But go ahead, 804. Send me an example of Donald Trump being a, quote, wannabe dictator. I haven't seen any examples of that. And if you respond that Joe Biden is the goodest president in history, then you're automatically disqualified. Tomorrow, well, actually tonight at 12:01 a.m., the voting for the best of Richmond competition will open. I'm going to give you the way that you can vote for the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show in all of Central Virginia. I'll do that in a couple of moments. Plus, we've got Reagan Reese, who is the White House correspondent from the Daily Caller, joining us. 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.